Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Philadelphia police are searching for the hit-and-run driver who killed an 82-year-old woman as she crossed the street in Northeast Philadelphia. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains that the family is simply looking for answers.
Yulia Sherman was crossing Bustleton Avenue near Leo Mall Drive when police say a dark-colored SUV struck her and took off, leaving her to die in the street.
The witnesses we spoke to last night stopped because they saw her laying on the ground, and they stopped to render aid.
Captain Mark Overwise with the Accident Investigation Division says they believe the car may have front-end damage.
She was laying north of the crosswalk, but not very far, and she was also pushing a cart full of her groceries that she just got from the Netcost Market.
Mark Ingerman is the victim's son-in-law and says Sherman immigrated here and embedded herself in the community, caring for everyone she met.
She was an amazing part of this community. She immigrated from communist Soviet Russia back in 1978.
Sherman had two children and five grandchildren.
She spent a beautiful, beautiful legacy. She has a beautiful legacy.
Investigators are looking for surveillance video, but they're also asking the public for any tips for a lead in the case. Meanwhile, we have an update on a 10-year-old boy who was caught in the middle of a shooting in Northeast Philadelphia last month. The family of 10-year-old Samajo Branty, who was shot in the back of the head while walking home from school on November 6th, says the boy is now fully awake and conscious. The boy is shown in a YouTube video that was posted on Friday. He's seated in a wheelchair and wearing a neck brace, and while he doesn't speak in the video, he does respond to questions. O'Branty was caught in the crossfire of a drug-related shootout on the 2000 block of Margaret Street in Frankfort on November 6th. The boy's uncle, 22-year-old Ernest Richardson, was walking with the boy when a red Pontiac G6 pulled up alongside them and opened fire. Philadelphia police say Richardson tried to shield the boy, but O'Branty was hit in the back of the head by a stray bullet. Richardson fired back at the shooter and was later charged with recklessly endangering another person, violation of the Uniform Firearms Act, and possession of an instrument of crime. The shooter in the red G6 is still at large, and anyone with information should call the Philadelphia police. Meanwhile, this year's winter break for Philadelphia public school students will be almost 2 weeks long, so city rec centers are stepping up to provide lunch on three of those days, as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
When you think of the Parks and Rec Department, you may not immediately think of meal service. But in fact, Commissioner Catherine Ott Lovell says it's one of the largest meal providers in the city.
We provide over 1.6 million meals annually to young people.
Most of them are served at summer camps and after-school programs. But a few years ago, they started serving lunch on some school holidays, and this year, that's expanding.
Anywhere there's an after-school program, so it's about 100 sites around the city, we'll have meals available for kids on December 23rd, December 27th, and December 30th.
Meals are free. They're provided by the USDA, but there is a limited number, so kids who are counting on them should get there early.
It's a little bit outside of our scope, but a critical resource that we're really happy to be able to provide, and we'll be doing other fun things too.
Rec center hours during the break will be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and in November, there were 5.2 billion illegal robocalls in the country. Now, legislation to stop them is passed in the U.S. House and will be considered in the Senate. KYW's Kim Glovis talked with New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez, who is a co-sponsor on the bill.
Senator Menendez was holding a news conference in April on the bill to stop the annoying calls.
And in the middle of the press conference, you got it. I got a robocall.
Senator says the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, or TRACED, will beef up the existing law.
We know what needs to be done to put an end to these infuriating robocalls. We need to close loopholes in our telemarketing laws that let the scam artists get off scot-free. We need to give law enforcement better tools to catch, prosecute, and punish illegal robocallers.
And he said big phone companies need to stop spoof calls with available technology now.
There are some senators who are actually opposed to ending robocalls, but Menendez blames outreach by special interest for those votes. And a popular Philadelphia chef returns to the Bravo TV show that made her famous. KYW's Hadass Kuznets spoke with her.
Chef Jen Carroll of Spice Finch is the only Philadelphia chef on the next season of Top Chef this spring, Top Chef All-Stars. But she points out Philadelphia chefs have represented the city well in the past.
We have two Top Chef winners, Nick Elmy and Kevin Spraga. Silva was a contestant. We had Natalie Moronsky, who was a contestant, Jason Chikonsky, Jennifer Zavala, Eddie Conrad.
Carroll says the first time she knew who would be on the show with her was on the first day of taping.
I knew that pretty much everybody in the room was going to be a threat.
And while she says that there's a lot that happened on the show that she can't tell us about, what was equally as fascinating to her was being sequestered from the rest of the world during their 6 weeks of taping this past fall.
The show will air on Thursdays, starting on March 19th. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play. KYW News Radio.